Welcome back, LFU, to Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving on the coach, or even if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. Well, it's not a match day because it's international break. It's that crap one in March, which nobody wants, and it comes at the most awkward time of the year and is probably going to derail our season, and Leeds was getting relegated. Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about last week's game before we get stuck into all the conversation about Leeds United this week and what on earth is going to happen with Leeds as well. Loads to get stuck into. So, last week's game, Brentford at home, disappointing. I think if there's one word to describe that game, it's disappointing. It felt like we really needed something more than a draw because I felt if we got a win, we'd be safe. I think we would be. Because if you look at the results that happened, we'd be, what, 6 points clear of the relegation zone with 7 games to go? I'm telling you, man, we would have found ourselves in a really, really nice position if we managed to get 3 points from that game. But we didn't. Bit of a poor one. Let's see what I had to say straight after the game.
So, Leeds United 0, Brentford 0. Just one word to sort of describe that match was disappointing. Just really, really disappointing. I think the defence played well. Just going forwards, we just looked like we had nothing. It took us to bring on Dan James to when we actually looked exciting. But even then, it wasn't really all that. That's the thing. It was just really disappointing. You look at games like Brentford at home, and yes, it's a good team, but it feels like a team we can take advantage of at home and get a win. But look, a point isn't bad. It's a point further away from relegation. We need to see how the rest of the games go for tomorrow on Sunday. See what position we're in, because it might actually be an important point for us. You know, as long as we're not losing, we'll be fine. Because if we went and ended up drawing every single other game, I think we'd be fine. But we just need to get those wins, be more clinical up front, and I think we should be okay. Come on, Leeds.
So, yeah, I think there were aspects of our game which were good, such as the defending. I thought we dealt with Brentford amazingly in that department. But in terms of going forward, it just felt like we didn't have anything. Calvert-Lewin wasn't really doing his job. Nemecha wasn't doing much as well. Aronson looked back to his normal self. Stack, to be fair, he did some all right bits going forward. Justin and Bogle only really looked good defensively rather than going forward. It took us until we brought on James and Okafor to actually start getting excited in the final third. But even then, there were opportunities still going everywhere but the goal. So, bit of a strange one. Am I okay with a point? Now that I know all the results and stuff of the weekend, yes. We're 4 points clear of the relegation zone. Essentially 5 because of goal difference. We're in an okay position. We're in an okay position. I'm being optimistic. We'll get more onto the table talk soon. But first, just before we get stuck into all of that nonsense, it's time for the Merv Awards. So, Merv Awards time. This is where I go through every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent football match, rate them out of 10, put them in a spreadsheet, and whoever wins the most points is the Merv Award winner of the season. So, let's get stuck into it. As always, Carl Darlow is the first victim for the Merv Awards. Giving him a 6. Carl Darlow gets a 6. There's not really too many points in that game where I thought we had to count on him. His distribution was okay. He was all right. He was all right, Carl Darlow. He wasn't anything amazing, but I wasn't really too worried about, you know, conceding or anything too much. So Darlow gets a 6. Solid game from him. Justin giving him a 7. Again, defensively great. Going forwards, I think we lacked in that area quite a lot. So kind of like knocked point down for that. But a great solid display, gets a 7. Rodon also given a 7, to be honest. But all the three centre-backs, Beal, Strike, Rodon, all got 7s. They all had great games. They dealt with Thiago really well. You know, he's one of the best strikers in the league who was playing for Brazil the other day. Really good games from them. Yeah, just they were clearing every ball. They felt like, it felt like they were winning everything, being nice and physical with the strikers. That's what we needed. So they all get 7s. Jaden Bogle, surprise, he gets a 7 as well. So the full back line on 7s. Bogle had some nice moments down that right-hand side. But again, it was just getting into the final third, trying to find that way into the box to get a goal. We just couldn't get that. It really let us down. Then moving on into midfield, the man of the match, Ethan Ampadu. What a game he had, giving him a 9. For that second half, if we didn't have Ampadu, we probably would have lost. Because he kept winning that ball back, picking it up, and he was essentially dragging the Leeds United players up the pitch. He was dragging everyone up the pitch, getting them to play some football. He was moving the ball around brilliantly from left to right, forward, backwards. What a game he had. The best way I could describe it is like when you have that one mate back in primary school who is amazing at football, so you just keep passing it to him and see what he does. That is what Ampadu was doing. He was that little kid that was amazing at football, so he just went, oh, pass him the ball, he'll be able to do something. Fantastic game from Ampadu, giving him a 9. Anton Stach might be being a bit harsh here, but I didn't think he was anything special, giving him a 4. Some of our movements forward did come from him, but he just didn't play that well, to be honest. Brendan Aaronson also gets a 4. Kind of started seeing shades of his former self, just holding the ball for too long, not releasing it. Just poor dribbling, just his technical ability wasn't there. An extremely poor game from Aaronson. He gets a 4. DCL, also a 4. Just look at a shadow of his former self recently, you know. The England call-ups kind of come at the wrong time because he just hasn't been playing well recently. If it was December, January time, I could 100% understand an England call-up, but he hasn't been playing well recently, and that didn't improve against Brentford as well, so he gets a 4. Lucas Nmecha, basically in the same camp, gets a 4, just didn't have a good game, but also this comes down to the fact that they just weren't getting as good a service as they used to getting. Going forward, we just weren't great. Dan James gets a 6 after coming off the bench. Put a bit of liveliness into the game. I have to say, he had some nice runs down that right-hand side, some nice moments, but I don't know what's happened with him, but his final product has just gotten so poor for Leeds recently. Like, he gets down, and then he crosses the ball, and it either just sails over everyone, or it just goes flying into the cop end. It's just so confusing. He gets himself in such good positions and just goes and does that. But anyway, we still looked better when he came on. He gets a 6. Put some decent crosses in, to be fair. Noah Okafor, he gets a 5. When both of these players came on, we essentially became so much better because we actually had players that were running at the defence because that's not what we were doing. We just kept trying to pass it around them instead of having one player run at a defender and try and take him on. That's what Okafor and James were doing. James just did it a bit better than Okafor, but it's good to have them back. I'd maybe like to see Okafor play next week instead. I don't really know instead of, I'd have to think about that. But I'd love to see Okafor play because before he got injured, he was absolutely unreal because he was running at players. He was making things happen. That's what we really need this season. So there you go. That's all the Brentford at home talk done and dusted. Let's get stuck into what's been happening with Leeds United. No pre-match talk, of course, because there is no game. So let's talk about the internationals roundup. They have their first round of games recently. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Friday night, subbed on, missed a great chance. Pirro, he played for Suriname, missed a sitter. So we're off to a flyer with our first two players and our strikers, a position we're really worried about. They're missing a great chance and they're missing a sitter. Fantastic. Let's move on. Goodmanson played 77 minutes in a 3-1 win against Ukraine. Good on him. James scored a worldie. Rodon, Ampadu and Darlow all played. Darlow had a howler. And of course, they didn't make it into the World Cup. So hopefully the boys aren't demoralised. Hopefully they don't come back stinking up four parch, putting the bad energy on everyone so that doesn't affect our season. Please don't do that. And I saw Stack was getting some minutes with Germany as well, which was quite nice. So in my opinion, let's just tell them all to come back. Wrap them in bubble wrap, send them on a plane back to Leeds Bradford and just get them back. Especially James Rodon, Ampadu and Darlow, because they're just playing some throwaway, pity, third place game. What is the point? What is the point in doing that? Just send them home. If I was Daniel Farke, I'd be saying, lads, come back to Leeds. We have an important 2 months of football. I am not letting you go and get injured playing a throwaway third place game that ultimately means nothing. It's stupid. But there we go. That's the internationals roundup. Let's talk about the rest of the season, the remainder of the season. So, how do I feel? It's tough to say that, because part of me looks at the table and looks at the results the other teams have been getting around us, such as Spurs, Forest, West Ham. And I feel confident. I'll be honest with you, I feel confident. I feel like we have enough in our tank. We've seen us play well before to get results against good teams and important results as well against the poorer sides. We can do it. I think we can do it. The main big thing about this is, and this is what could make this the rest of the season so Leedsy, is it's in our hands. We're in the driving seat. In that little relegation league at the bottom of the table, we're top of it. We're the ones that are 4 points clear of the drop. It's in our hands. And to go on top of that as well, we still have to play 4 of the 5 relegation sides. We have Spurs away, West Ham away on the final day of the season, Burnley at home, Wolves at home. They're 4 huge games out of the 7 that we've got left. This is in our hands. So if we go down, it's on us. No one else. I mean, of course, like 90% of the time it is, but usually you can get like a freak incident. You can play really well and then all of a sudden go down. If we go down, it's on us. And the players and the manager deserve every bit of blame for it if we do go down. Because we're 4 points clear. We should be okay. But it's still a nervy one because you just never know what's going to happen. Because Spurs, they could just turn it up at any moment. They have some great players on that team that are just heavily underperforming at the minute. And of course, loads of injuries as well. Nottingham Forest might be doing crap at the minute, but they've got some good players that I'd snatch off their hands with a blink of an eye. West Ham have some good players as well. They may be able to get results. It's going to be tough. We know this anyway. It's going to be a tough running for these final 7 games in the Premier League. But it's in our hands. We just need to get the results. Just those 4 games against Spurs, West Ham, Wolves and Burnley are huge. 7 points minimum from the... To be fair, not even 7 points minimum. Sack that. 9. I want 3 wins from those games. I want us to beat Wolves. I want us to beat Burnley. I want us to beat West Ham. Spurs, I don't know, because it could just be a bit of a weird game. But I think 9 points minimum from those games. I think we can get that, LFU. What do you think? But yeah, it's in our hands. If we go down, we can blame those idiots that are getting paid £100,000 a week for not showing up. Right then, LFU. You've heard enough of me. Given my thoughts on the run-in, what's happened over the international break. So let's hear what Dad has to say in his wiser view.
Well, hey, we didn't lose going into an international break. And, I mean, does it feel like the other teams are not getting any ground on us, that are below us? I guess yes. So is the only anxiety we are to have over the next few days until we hit the FA Cup with West Ham is, do the people who aren't playing in the FA Cup, are they getting a game and they might get ahead of us, which then makes us chasing? Hopefully not. Hopefully Tottenham and Forest will stay just as turd and maybe don't even play on FA Cup weekend, although I think they might be doing. Should have checked that before doing this. But the only anxiety we've got, right, is will Dominic Calvert-Lewin get injured for England? I mean, that would be the most Leedsy thing ever. Delighted for the lad. Obviously want to see him play and score, I don't know, 6 goals over the 2 games. But yeah, don't get injured. Hope the Wales boys don't get injured. And yeah, it's just anxiety about players not getting injured on this break. Even Pirro's away playing for his team. So yeah, obviously anxiety about fitness is the only thing. Obviously looking forward to West Ham away when we get there. But yeah, couldn't care less about the FA Cup, to be honest with you. That's my point of view. I just want to see us protect all and not go down. Although I was speaking to a Spurs fan only today, and I found myself selling the championship to them, saying how great it is. So maybe it wouldn't be so bad if we went down.
I mean, Dad, I'd rather not go down, to be honest with you. The championship is fun, but it's just better being in the Premier League. But yeah, let's just hope all our players come back from international break, wrapped in bubble wrap, all safe and sound, return to Elland Road with no damages on them whatsoever. So we can just be fine, have no stress, and we don't have to worry about the relegation running. That'd be nice, LFU. There we go, it's done and dusted, lads. Pre-match pod, another one in the books. Make sure to follow us on socials, LFU, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and X. No game today, so I would say go and enjoy yourself at the game, but you're not going to one, unless you're going to England in the next couple of days, and go enjoy yourself there. But have a good rest of your day, LFU. Whatever you're doing, back next week for our quarterfinal game, West Ham away on the Sunday. Lads pre-match pod. Of course, we'll be back to give you all the pre-match conversation. Go enjoy yourself, LFU. I'll see you next week. Come on, Leeds!